Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michel. An international piano tour will be our program this week. We'll start with a set of variations by the great English composer Ethel Smyth. After that, a first-ever hearing of a novelette by your American host. Then, two short pieces by Norwegian composer Borghild Holmsen. And finally, the first piano sonata of Canadian composer Eckhart Grammette. Ethel Smyth lived from 1858 to 1944. The fourth child in a military family, she was born in London and grew up in Sidcup. Her father was a major general in the Royal Artillery. A governess who had trained at the Leipzig Conservatoire and who played classical pieces to her on the piano triggered Ethel's love of music. Ethel resolved that one day she too would be a student at the Leipzig. From her father, she met with fierce opposition. It was unthinkable that a young Englishwoman should go unaccompanied to study abroad, and he said he would rather see her under the sod than become a musician. But Ethel wore down her father's resistance with hunger strikes and refusals to speak, and in 1877 he let her go to Leipzig. She was the first woman admitted to the composition class of C. Reinecke, celebrated composer and conductor of the Gewandhaus Orchestra. Her Leipzig adventure was a complete success. She made friends with Brahms, Grieg, Tchaikovsky, Clara Schumann, Joachim, and other front-ranking musicians. After a period at the conservatory, she arranged to take private lessons in counterpoint with Heinrich von Herzogenberg, composer and friend of Brahms. Ethel Smyth composed Lieder, piano works, chamber music, concertos, symphonies, a monumental mass which secured her place among the most eminent composers of her time, and five operas. In 1910, Smyth received the honorary degree of Doctor of Music from the University of Durham. She became involved in the suffrage movement and was hence imprisoned for 2 months, together with more than 100 suffragettes. Smyth also wrote 10 volumes of literary documents recounting her life experience. We're going to hear Ethel Smyth's Variations in D-flat Major. They were written on an original theme, which she characterized as of an exceeding dismal nature. They were composed between July and August 1878 at Frimhurst during Smyth's vacation at her parents' home in England. The dismal event which inspired this work was an equestrian accident when Smyth fell from her mare into a ditch. The piano piece which resulted from this adventure was a theme with a set of 8 variations. You might want to listen for the 4th variation, right after the slow variation, because it's the one she dedicated to the filly named Phyllis of her misadventure. It's a gallop in 6/8. I think the whole set is very strong, and I hope you'll like it too. Liana Serbescu is the pianist on this recording.